When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, I had no reason that we were back already. Sorry about that.
That's such a good Bon Jovi song. I just kept it rolling.
Yeah, I could see that. I was just back there emptying all the mucus that I still have within my head.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I really want to go in depth with a drone conversation, but I feel like it's gotten to the point now where some of these theories are very serious theories, and there's people that have been a part of building drones or military operations that have come out and given their opinions, and some of these opinions are very interesting and involve things that are unsettling. So, like, what I don't want to do is be on a 50,000-watt radio station talking about those things when there's, at this point, no clear-cut proof of what anything is.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And we're not going anywhere, right? We're staying here?
What does that mean?
Meaning you, like, we're coming to work. We're where we're at. I mean,
I don't know what you mean. Like, yeah, I mean, yes, we're coming to work.
I know some of the opinions that you're talking about and how they could raise, you know, the level of panic and
And I just don't want to do that.
You know. Yeah, I know. We're not going anywhere. We're hanging. We're gonna play it out. Right.
I don't know what you mean by this. I'm confused. Like,
well, I mean, if you
believe, if we decided to say something like that, they're not going to fire us, type of thing.
No. I mean, like, if you believe a couple of these theories,
yeah,
about different, elements that are potentially in the area,
mm-hmm.
We wouldn't be sitting here.
True, but then again. Yeah, see, this is where it's a difficult conversation.
I know that, but it is.
But the bottom line is that, you know, I got heavy into this like Al did, because, you know, and it was frustrating. And the reason why I got so in depth with it is just there really is no good explanation. And every route that you go down, you feel like, all right, I checked this box, this one, and then bang, big barricade, can't be that because of this. And then you're back to square one. And you keep trying to figure these things out. And then obviously, the more people that know about it, the more people think that they're seeing things. And a lot of them are not seeing things. And because the internet is the way that it is with AI, there's a lot of these things that'll be out there that look very real. They're not real. And if the community notes don't get to them in time, people start believing that. So it's just a very frustrating situation. And then you get real things like Kathy Hochul was the Orange County Airport here in New York, had to get shut down for a couple hours because these things were in the sky over the weekend, and she came out and was like, enough was enough. We got to do something about this. We're shutting down airports.
Was that because that was a different set of drones as opposed to orbs, which now I think is the word we're throwing out there?
Well, there's both.
All right, so here's the thing I will say. The thing that concerns me the most is when I do have public officials, whether they be the police, the New Jersey State Police, or the county police, or even the town and village police, and I trust those guys that when they're out there and they're saying that they are seeing these things, mm-hmm. then I'm, you know, it's not that I don't trust the general public, but when you're talking about somebody that's wearing a uniform and they're supposed to be all about public safety and they don't have answers, that's what frustrates me more than anything else.
Yeah, and they're trying. I mean, there was the one News Nation clip that got a ton of views. It's a reporter who said, you know, I came here thinking that this would be a silly story that would go away. It hasn't. I've completely changed my view on this thing. And they actually showed in that same clip one of the New Jersey officers that launched a drone from the beach to go, you know, one of their drones to go up close to one of these other ones that are up there, and said that we can't find them once we go up there because they don't give off heat in the way that other things do, and we've got no idea what's going on. And there was another picture, some New Jersey resident got a very high resolution picture in the dark. Did you see this one, Al, when they were like, and they were comparing it to what our military has as far as a helicopter-looking drone. So there was that. I'm at the point where I believe that the drones that are out there are us. I just don't know what they're looking for. That's where I'm at. And I don't want to, it's just, I don't want to create more panic. It's just that, because at this point, it is true. There's been nothing out there that has shown that we are, that there's any sort of danger here at this point. But nobody knows what it is, so you can't really say that definitively. So I don't know. It's a tough thing. And there's also the orbs that are out there that you see. The one that was very common, though, that was on Eyewitness News, I think that was actually a star that they were focused on. If you look through a certain type of lens, that's what a star looks like. But there's others that at night are like nothing anybody has ever seen.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
where Al was on his social media saying that you know, there's orbs and then there's drones, and you gotta kinda
figure out the difference between an orb
and orb and a drone.
And right. a drone.
Because that, I think that's the biggest difference. We're calling everything drones. What I wanna know, these things that are going over the air bases and the nuclear sites, are those drones with the three colored lights, or are they orbs, the balls of light?
Right.
That so I would
we
like
have
to
the
know.
Balls of light, and then we have the drones.
Well, that yeah. Have yeah. So, like, and it's, and if you've done any sort of research on this or seen any of the videos that are real, that are filmed by residents of New Jersey and Massachusetts, Maryland, New York, everything else, you know, you will see two types of different things. You know, there'll be a sky that you look out, and there'll be lower flying bright white lights that are clustered. And people are like, oh, look at them all. And that's not what I believe the drones are. Like, the drones are the things that do have the lights and do fly and have been caught on, you know, many cameras with the red and green lights. So I.
And the other thing is, this is not just over New Jersey. I feel like the news is always like a couple days behind
yeah.
the Twitter news, because there was a big drone incursion that closed Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. That these things are in other places too. They're in other parts of the world. So this any of the stories that are just concentrating them in New Jersey, looking for something in New Jersey, I think those kind of go away when these are happening kind of all over the place.
Right, and the one person who had this theory, who is a manufacturer of drones, like a commercial manufacturer of drones, basically said these are some of the drones that we have already used in the Ukrainian war. Am I right?
Not sure. I don't remember
okay.
that part.
Okay.
Well, there was a thought from one of the drone manufacturers,
yes,
that we had the capabilities to look for certain things, and that we may have used it in Ukraine to detect something that Putin might have done. Like, that was one of the things to try to explain why they are, but I don't know if that for a fact, but that was one of the things that was said by someone who was in the field.
Yes, okay.
So
and this could be some sort of ultra secret, you know, government agency that is doing this and will not tell everybody, but meanwhile, make everybody go nuts over trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
Yeah, and there was one. But then again, what you're seeing, what you're not. But the one in Arizona we talked about this morning. You believe that to be a real video from a resident in Arizona?
So far, I believe that. Yes.
There hasn't been a community note on that. There hasn't been anybody that said it's AI. And that one is really fascinating. If that were to be real, that one, I think, it provides the most evidence as to what possibly could be going on.
Yeah, and still no comment from the great Elon Musk on this.
He has been. He's been joking about it.
He has been joking
So he put out two jokes on X. One was a bunch of airplanes and helicopters and said, New Jersey people identifying these, and like everything was a drone. It was an airplane or whatever. It was like drone.
Okay.
And then he made some quip about how Grok, which I guess is the
AI component of X,
Grok even knows what the New Jersey drones are or something like that. So I don't know what.
Have you checked with Grok or no?
I have not. I don't deal with that AI stuff yet.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, all Grok is going to do is do anything else. Like when half of Google now is just AI powered and just spits out all this stuff. So it's just going to say there have been sightings. Some have been corroborated, some haven't. The Pentagon said this, all the stuff that you already know already. It's not going to give you an answer on what the hell's going on. So yeah, it's definitely fascinating, and it doesn't.
But he's creating jokes about it,
I don't understand.
Yeah, which is not what we're looking for.
Trump as well. The one comment Trump made, we made a comment that we need to blow him out of the sky. Then after that, he tweeted out a picture of an AI photo of Chris Christie receiving drone deliveries from McDonald's.
That's right. Yes, and that went everywhere. People had a laugh at that. So it doesn't make it.
I mean, it's interesting that Trump, I thought, was a McDonald's fan.
Yeah.
Sure. Right?
Yeah, I don't think he's knocking McDonald's. He's knocking the 50 bags that were being delivered to Chris Christie, where I think everybody, even McDonald's, wouldn't recommend to eat 50 bags of McDonald's. But this would be, and the thing I keep going back to, this would be the perfect time for both of those guys to hammer, which they have done many times on other issues, the current administration, saying, how could you not have a handle on this?
Oh, they're hammering them.
No, they're not on this issue. They're not. They're not. They're making jokes about it. And they do every other issue they do. And for whatever reason, this one, which they could, how could you let the American people freak out? How could you let this go on for this long? What if it is an adversary? I mean, he could be all over it.
Yeah, I know that. And everybody traces it back to the Chinese spy balloon, that this administration.
It's not a foreign. It's not. This is not. I'm fully confident that this is not a country like Russia or Iran or China doing this.
I would think those guys, well, I don't know about China, but I would say that Iran or Russia are basically got issues right now of their own.
Well, yeah.
Honestly, the big question over the last 4 years is the amount of illegal immigration that has been allowed to come into this country, and who is here and who is a potential adversary that has crossed these borders and gotten into this country and doing something on the ground.
China, vagina.
That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, true. There is that. But I mean, and as far as the drones that you're seeing being from another country, like there's stories all the time in aviation where like a guy in a Cessna, like by accident, goes into a restricted airspace, and the next thing you know, there's two fighter jets next to him, and the guy's like, "Oh crap, I'm sorry." When things are in restricted airspace that may be nefarious, we're on it all the time. So I can't imagine that there's someone just asleep at the wheel with these things, especially when you've got Musk and Trump making jokes about it.
But you also have multiple agencies involved, from the FAA to all the different on-the-ground agencies representing the state of New Jersey, plus the state legislature, along with their federally elected officials, along with same thing in New York, too, by the way. You have the same thing happening. You have state legislatures, you have the federal elected officials all trying to come up with answers, and nobody has one at this point.
Nope.
Especially with both governors not having any answers either. It's got to be frustrating, I'm assuming, for their offices. And I'm sure their offices are inundated with calls and sightings and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, there's just, I know that this sounds like a movie and it sounds like whatever you want to say, conspiracy. But I mean, it's just every day that goes by, it feels like there's a small amount of people that work for our government that are investigating something that they don't want to let us know about.
Okay.
That would be the
that's
overarching theme.
And that would be the one theory that I think that we could all get behind and understand.
Now, what they're looking for is a different story.
Yeah.
We could go back and forth a million times on those things, but I think that I at least feel like I've gotten enough information to say that confidently. But then again, who knows?
Do you feel confidently about the Iranian drone mothership?
No, I do not.
That was lost at sea and then
If these things were from Iran, they'd be in a million pieces a month ago. I'm sorry. I mean, I am sorry. These things all over the place? Are you kidding me? We would have...
I mean, that New Jersey State Representative, man, he was pretty sure that this was coming from an Iranian mothership.
Well, I know. And I don't know what, like, those guys, I feel like anytime they get a chance to, like, get out in front of the cameras and get a little shine on them, they'll do it.
And you're going to say Iranian mothership?
I think that someone probably told him that. And, like, just like we'd be sitting around, like, hey, you know what I heard? Aaron Rodgers, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, I'll be tossing out there on the talk show, whatever. You know, like the same thing. This guy was like, he probably hurt in the bathroom. You know, he's like, you know, it could be that Iranian mothership, but I lost that thing. And then this guy's like, oh, I got something now. Let me go on Fox News and deliver this one. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. I just hope that, you know, we look back at this going, I wonder what happened with that, as opposed to, well, that was the beginning of this thing.
Al, do you think that we get a resolution to this story, or do you think it just goes away?
I think the orbs go away,
okay,
and thus the drones looking at the orbs go away, and you do not get an explanation.
So we're never going to have a total resolution as to what the hell is going
on. Because they don't want to tell us the orbs are alien. We don't know what they are. We got no explanation for you.
Yeah. Which I would sign for right now. I would take that. Out of all the other things, like if there's the orbs go away and they're like, I'd be like, fine.
Good. So they show up again.
Right. Let's go. Let's talk about the draft. You know? And maybe they show up again like, well, long after we're off this planet. We don't got to deal with it.
So you'd be okay with the government saying that there are aliens out there?
No, I'd be okay with them saying exactly what Al just said, which was, we don't know what they are. We investigated them. We have no idea. They're nothing that we have on this planet, but we can't tell you what it is. We can't tell you that it's from another planet or another, a species that could be well advanced. We don't know.
Yeah. And if they said, listen, these orbs, they've been here for 70 years. We still don't know what they are. They haven't bugged us in 70 years. Let's hope it stays that way. We tried to get a closer look at them. We don't have any better idea of what they are. Enjoy your Christmas.
You know what happened?
Feliz Navidad.
In three years, the Jets will be like, 14-0 and going for it. And all of a sudden, we'll figure out what the orbs are. Right. And then there goes that season.
Right, the orb swallows MetLife Stadium.
No, not today.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco back. He's got another update for us. What's up, Jerry?
Good morning. Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And we're brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Jets win, Giants lose. Jets beat the Jaguars yesterday. Just a couple of notable stats from this game. Devontae Adams, 0 catches in the first half, 9 for 198 and 2 touchdowns in the second. Here was Jeff Ulbrich, the interim head coach. What changed? Because things obviously played out differently in the second two quarters.
Just some good adjustments. You know, Todd did an excellent job of really trying to figure out their coverage and he took advantage of it in the second half. It was really a tale of two halves on both sides.
No question. Here
I
was,
will say this, that I was telling G this in the off during a break, that Devontae Adams just looks different in a football uniform.
It's one of those guys, man.
You know, he's about the same size as Justin Jefferson and a little bit taller than Jamar Chase. But there's something about him in a football uniform that is just, he just looks great.
Jumps off the field at you.
He does. I can't even imagine what he must have been like when he was 25 and 26.
Well, we can go back and watch the highlights.
I know. I covered a lot of their games, man. He was tremendous. But even like yesterday at the age of 32, I mean, some of those plays he was making. Oof.
Well, that one on third down was crazy. Yes. With the shoulder on the sideline and getting his feet down. He said he and Aaron Rodgers, like old times.
It's like a lot of moments we've had over the course of our careers. Had the opportunity to play with him for basically a decade. And, you know, I don't take any of the plays
days, let alone years for granted. So it's great to, you know, see him mobile again and running around having fun.
He had 289 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. And when he talks about him being mobile, he ran for 45 yards as well. The Jets are 4-10. The Giants lost to the Ravens 35-14. The Giants 2-12. Lamar Jackson, 21 of 25, 290, 5 touchdowns. Oof. Ran for 65 yards. Here was Jackson postgame.
Guys did a great job at getting open and just running their routes, catching the ball. Off the line did a great job protecting. So it was just an all-around team effort.
Team effort for sure. Here he's talking about Rashad Bateman, who had a couple of big catches. One specifically in the back of the end zone was superb.
Bateman's that guy. Like Batman, we call him Batman for a reason, you know. And that's just amazing. It was long overdue, I believe. You know, it's been plenty times I felt he should have had, you know, multiple touchdown games, but things happen in the backfield, you know, can't get to him sometimes, but he's just working, he grinding, you know, head down and just trying to win.
And so Baltimore wins their 9th for the Giants. Tommy DeVito got the start, but left with a concussion. Perhaps he was jinxed by one Nick Costos, who was trying to sing his praises early on in the Fan.
It's a Tommy DeVito, baby.
Wow.
What's on you better?
He's actually pretty funny.
He is funny, stuff, yes. And I would like maybe you could, since you love all the scuttlebutt, I figured you could get to the bottom of this.
I hate some people I work with. I guarantee that people I work with hate me.
I don't know who he's working with over there, though. Like, does he do anything with the FAN guys?
I have no idea.
He's on with BT and Sal once a week. Speaking of scuttlebutt, this isn't really scuttlebutt because it was put out there, but Jim Rome says he has a huge announcement at 12 p.m. today.
Wow.
And he works for the Infinity Sports Network. He's been a part of this company on the radio since the beginning, the launch, I believe, was either 2012 or 2013 of the network. He's been a big part of it. So he said 12 p.m., big announcement, quite possibly.
What do you think, Al?
Quitting.
Going somewhere else?
I don't know. It sounds like a guy who's putting in his 2 weeks' notice.
Isn't he on X every day? Isn't that where the video is now?
Yeah, yeah.
And I heard him on an interview with Dan Le Batard, and he was talking about having something called a fast channel. He seems to be getting into new technology stuff, so I'm not sure what he's doing.
Well, maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's still staying here and doing something else. But yeah, I was getting texts from people. One from the network said, hey, do you think Rome's leaving? I said, I thought he already did. I really did, but he had left CBS Sports Network, not the network over there.
Right.
So
left the TV portion.
Yeah, he was still on the radio.
Maybe he has the drone answer.
Oh, imagine. I mean, that would be a twist to this whole
clones
thing. Yeah, that'd be a twist.
Clones and drones.
So, us radio nerds are interested in what he's got to say a little bit later today.
Yes, 12 o'clock Eastern, right? There you go. Bills beat the Lions 48-42. Remember I played Dan Campbell talking about not getting the team ready?
Yeah.
Here was Jared Goff. He kind of, well, yeah.
I think he's right. He's as good a head coach as there is in this league, and he knows when things are right and he knows when things aren't right. And for whatever reason, they came out and you know, kind of punched us in the mouth there early on, and we kind of found a way to respond there later on. And but still, it wasn't enough. And again, against a team like that, you can't come out and allow them to do that early on.
And they did, and they got behind very quickly, 14-0, and never got all the way back. Off 494, 5 touchdowns in the loss. Josh Allen, another superb day. The Bills 11-3. The Lions fall to 12-2. The Broncos beat the Colts 31-13. Interesting here, it's 13-7, Indianapolis with the lead and with the ball, and you would think at this point, let's see, do I have this queued up properly? I might not. Hold on a second. Let's see. This should be Spiro Dedis on the Jonathan Taylor touchdown that wasn't.
So here's Richardson, who was just 6 of 17 throwing in the first half. Taylor breaking away. Taylor! Touchdown!
Oh, but it was not because he dropped the ball right. It is interesting, too. It is so close. I didn't realize, what do you call it?
Yeah, right. I mean, I thought he was in it with the naked eye, and then going back here, I guess.
And then you see it right there. Still looks like he's in, but whatever. Here's Shane Steichen, and they wind up losing the game. 30, instead of it being 20-7 in front, they wind up losing the game 31-13. Here's their very rough-and-tumble head coach. It's okay.
He's one of our leaders, and sometimes that happens in football. But, you know, he's our guy, and that's where it's at.
That's where it's at, right there. He's our guy. Here's Jonathan Cooper, Broncos linebacker.
Yeah, that play was crazy with Jonathan Taylor. Shout out to him.
All mocking him. Yeah. It's very funny. So a good win for Denver as they win again. The Commanders played the Saints in New Orleans. The Saints come down and score on the final play in the fourth quarter. They decide to go for two and win as opposed to kick the extra point for the tie.
Rattler rolls to his right. Now throws incomplete. Incomplete in the corner of the end zone. Bullet pass. Trying to hit Juwan Johnson.
But it goes incomplete and Washington winds up winning.
I'll tell you what, good for the Saints, though. I'm like, good. Just go for it and see if he can win it. And they almost did.
Almost. Here's Dan Rizzi, the interim head coach.
We completed that ball to Foster. We got the ball clocked. We got the touchdown. We left no time on the clock for Washington, Jaden Daniels. That was the plan. And I just felt, you know, we talked during the drive if we liked our two-point plays and all that. So when we scored, there was no doubt in my mind we were going to go for two and go for the win.
Unfortunately, just didn't come away with it. Sunday Night Football, the Packers beat the Seahawks 30-13. Jordan Love, two touchdowns. Geno Smith, a knee injury in that game. We got two Monday night games tonight. Bears and Vikings and the Falcons taking on the Raiders. The Knicks played the Magic last night in Orlando. All good for your squad.
Here come the Knicks. Bridges control pace. Lays it in. Didn't have the numbers, but converted. He's now got 10 points. Ty Brunson for team high honors at this point.
And he is Mikal Bridges. That was Bill Pito on MSG. Bridges with 17. Brunson finished with 31 as he really took it up a notch. The Knicks win 100-91, go to 16-10 on the season. Lakers beat the Grizzlies 116-110. 18 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists from LeBron James, who says he's doing well.
I feel pretty good. You know, it's very rare throughout a course of a season where you can take advantage of a schedule, and I was able to do that over the past week.
And I guess that's what he's alluding to by taking the day off and stretching his time off to get the foot feeling better.
I guess so.
Dealing with some sort of...
Your Nets made a trade.
They did. Dennis Schroeder was sent out as the tank begins. Winning too much.
They're winning too much?
I think they're winning too much. Yes, I do.
I mean, they're in a playoff spot right now, aren't they?
What are they, 10-15? Is that sound
right? Yeah. You guys nuts? Huh?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? Would like you to suck a little bit. If you don't start sucking, I'm going to trade one of you guys right out of here. You over there, Schroeder, you're the number one guy. He's not sucking enough. Let's get going here. I want to be bad. It's really bad.
Yeah. You know why?
I'm not paying you to win, you losers.
Because they want Dylan Harper. You see the buzzer beat from him the other day. So Frank the Tank was there.
Just sat there.
All in Seton Hall gear. And he had to do the walk of shame after the game wearing Rutgers gear.
I have to wear this now. I'll be back to another Rutgers game wearing full Rutgers gear. Because buzzer beater.
Yes, it was. And so it was kind of funny because he still had the Seton Hall hat on with the over and then a Met jacket over it. So, but he was there. It was interesting. Michael Rubin was there. Mm-hmm. Meek Mill was there. Todd Frazier and Governor Murphy, who I put in a request for a halftime interview to ask about the drones, but
I
got nothing.
Really? By the way, Michael, you could ask him about
I don't
it
know
halftime?
If it ever got to him. I asked our guys to go ask him, can you bring him up at halftime? I only had 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But I got nothing.
So Fanatics is going to have their second Fan Fest this coming summer.
Nice.
Yep.
Javis bringing it back.
Yes, bringing it back. So successful, though, and knowing him, he'll make it even better.
I'm sure he will. Blues beat the Rangers 3-2. Robert Thomas, the second period goal, the difference there. The Rangers have dropped 10 of 13, and the Islanders lost to the Blackhawks 5-3.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I've got my Randy Moss bobblehead in front of me here on the desk, and we did find out what he was going through as he went on Instagram Live to tell everybody. He probably wouldn't have done that if that Larry Fitzgerald Sr. post didn't go out where he had said that he had liver cancer. It wasn't liver cancer. It was cancer. And he had a bile duct cancer, which is I had not heard a lot about. He had a mass removed. He still has to go through some chemo and radiation. He started the Instagram Live talking about how he's a cancer survivor. So he's basically has that attitude now that I've gotten through this, even though he has to do some more work and some more treatment. But, you know, seeing him there in relatively good spirits, although they did have like a cane in his hand with his sons around him and telling the story, I was both, you know, sad, but also very, very encouraged at the fact that some of the stuff he was saying. So I love Randy. He's one of my favorite players of all time. The guy is awesome. He's just
the experience we had with him last year. So I just wanted to shout him out quick and say that we're all rooting for him, and it was good to see him get out there and tell the news himself, which is the way it's supposed to be in a situation
and
like that.
Certainly for him being a celebrity, he probably didn't want it out there, but it really does help. It really does help, but it does impact a lot of people out there that may be going through exactly what he's going through.
Yeah.
So there is a public service component to it, unfortunately for him, but you know, he's very famous, one of the great wide receivers that we've ever seen. People love him, people admire him, and hopefully people now will be inspired by him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if we'll see him at any point during the rest of the football season in these number of weeks. I would doubt that, but it'd be a great, awesome comeback next year and the beginning of the season if you see him healthy and through this whole thing. All right, let's go to Al in Old Wick, New Jersey. What's going on, Al?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Al.
When I called, you guys were talking about Joe Shane.
Yeah, go for it.
And Dable. And, you know, two things. It's not that they were great drafters, because Allen fell to them. They didn't, you know, actively get him. He fell to them. And they did develop him, but he was one of those guys you can see. He was like, not that he's Tom Brady, but he wants to play. He wants to make himself better. So it took two of them to do that. If you look at Shane's draft, they are god-awful terrible.
Yeah.
Even this most recent draft, you can make a case that Malik Nabers was there. And the only reason he was there is because the Chargers passed on him until John Alt. But I don't think they have the strategy to go forward. And if you listen, Dable at one point when he was at Buffalo said, I play to win the game. I don't make plays. I just play to win the game. Well, he's so tactical rather than strategical, he probably changes his, if he has strategy, during the game, and it seems to never work out.
Yeah, I think, and as I've been saying, Al, the case for moving on from those guys is, one, you can't fire Shane, bring in a general manager, and have Dable stay, because that never works. Those general managers want their own guys. The relationship never works. It's just the recipe for disaster. So if you're going to get rid of both of them, if you're going to get rid of one of them, you got to get rid of both of them. And Joe Shane's draft record is atrocious. It is. I mean, and they had two picks in that one draft, and neither one of those guys are impact players, and one of them is one of the worst offensive linemen that's come through here ever in Evan Neal. So that is the biggest problem with this regime. You can talk about Brian Dable's coaching as much as you want. He hasn't had a lot of players. He did win Coach of the Year that one year. You cannot dismiss that part of it with no talent, and I really think it comes down to what else is out there. If John Mara believed that one of these top candidates would want to come to the Giants, he felt like he had a real shot at Ben Johnson, he might do it. You know, if Bill Belichick had not gone to North Carolina and they'd gone through a full offseason and then had talked to him and gauged his interest, then maybe he would have made the move. But I don't think he's making the move for just any other coordinator, assistant GM combination that doesn't know New York and has no experience. So I think it ends up being those two guys by default. And maybe, you know, and also, you know, John Mara's got to be thinking, Jesus, every single time I hire a guy, I'm firing him 3 years later. And I agreed with all of those other firings. And it would be hard to defend, or it would be hard to disagree if he moved on from these guys as well, unless he ends up hiring a couple of guys that I don't think are going to cut it here in New York.
A few more games that look like yesterday.
Yeah, but what's the first thing you said when you opened the show? We knew it was going to look like that.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, we could say that we believe that they belong here, but the deeper this goes, the worse it looks.
And Tim Boyle's in there. I know.
Hey, look, I believe me, I have total empathy for what they're dealing with.
Yeah.
I do. I know how hard it is for Brian Dable to stand in front of that team and make them believe that they have a shot at winning a game here.
Yeah.
And we talk about these teams. Nobody's laying down. If you put your football uniform on, I had this argument with Brian Roscona during kickoff with Mike Valenti. I'm like,
arguing
Brian,
with Riscona?
Yeah, it's like, Brian, nobody's laying down. I mean, when you put that uniform on, you're out there. Your ass is on the line.
Was this on the air or off the air?
No, it was actually on the air.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because he claimed that the Jags are laying down. And I'm like, wait, the Jags just beat the Titans last week. How are the Jags laying down?
They didn't lay down yesterday.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But and by the way, that was the pick of the week, was the Jets over the Jags, which turned out to be the case because they covered. Mm. But it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
And so that scoring that touchdown was a good thing, by the way. With that, with those two teams, I say, for the Jets.
Sure.
All right, but anyway, to go back to what's going on over there, I know exactly what they're dealing with. And John Mara's not an idiot. He knows, too. He knows that this is a skeleton team, a bad roster, a guy that his most important players are hurt. He doesn't have a quarterback to speak of that's going to be a difference maker. So, well, I don't know what you would expect from the coach. Really, what you're expecting from the coach is to try to keep everybody together, run a tight ship over there, keep practices normal. Don't let things fray on the edges right now. I mean, and that's hard to do under these circumstances. Man, they're going to go 2-15 in their 100th season, and they're going to go 0-9 at home.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get any worse than that.
If they
would have done like the 0-16 Lions did.
Well, it would be 0-17 now, yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been it.
I mean, so you got to understand, like, this is, as much as I understand your reasoning about Shane and Dable, I understand all that, but there's reality, dude. And the reality is that we are living with a football team that basically ranks last in almost every single category.
I know, but I'm not saying that they've earned the right to come back. What I'm saying is that I don't feel like there is like a looming candidate. Once Belichick took that job, it's like the clouds went away.
All right, we all believe that Ben Johnson's going to get a job. Maybe Aaron Glenn gets a job. Mike Vrabel's probably going to get a job.
Yeah.
Maybe Cliff Kingsbury gets a job.
Well, there'd be one job he would get, yeah.
Brian Flores is going to get a job, possibly,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though he's got stuff going on with the NFL. Do you think John Gruden gets a job?
Unfortunately, I do not, and I would hire him in a second, but I don't think so.
There's going to be like 6 or 7 openings, dude.
Yeah, I know. I would.
The Giants may be one of them.
They may be. But I just don't. Who comes in here,
okay,
that John Mara is, you know, honestly, like that he, like, if there was a guy that I knew, like someone else like a Belichick who
like
was
a Bill
out there.
O'Brien?
Yeah. I think Spagnuolo would be the best case. He's been here. If Spagnuolo can bring in a coordinator, like this, I could see happening. I could see John Mara being convinced that Cam Ward and Cam Ward's offensive coordinator with Steve Spagnuolo as the head coach, and then him not calling the plays on defense, but obviously having a big hand in the defense, you could sell me on that.
Okay, and then who's the other quarterback that's going to help them kind of transition to Cam Ward?
I mean, just pick a sweatshirt off the rack, man. Who cares? Whatever color it is, it doesn't matter. I'll take the pink.
Okay.
I know I'm going to be in a tux tomorrow. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. You know, it just, you know what the future is.
I mean, it's amazing. Like, if you think that Cam Ward, and like we saw that report that came out of that Adam Pac-Man Jones podcast, mm-hmm. that both Cam Ward and his offensive coordinator are coming to New York, essentially because that's what, you know, everybody believes, or at least that person believes. I mean, then I can see Brian Daboll staying.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Staying, but then working with a guy he's never worked with before?
I don't know if they have a connection or they don't. I don't know. I mean, like, this is the thing that you sit here around and speculate about. This is what goes on when you go into the draft. I will say something. I will say that the Giants are going to have either the first or the second pick.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go Raiders.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the more I talk about that, I think the Giants fan could be easily sold on Spags being the coach, even though when he was the head coach, it didn't work out well.
100% they could be.
But, I mean, you get the right offensive coordinator, especially a guy that's worked with whatever rookie quarterback you're bringing in, and Spags being the dude and making sure that defense is a top 10 defense. I mean, you could sell the fan base on that.
But I don't think you, I mean, I know that they're screaming and yelling to fire these guys, but you can't, you're not going to be able to sell them on Bobby Slowick and Mike Borgonzi.
So if you had Steve Spagnuolo and that assistant GM from Kansas City come
Borgonzi?
And run the, come and run the Giants.
Yeah. Yeah, they know each other.
They know each other, and I'll tell you what, that Borgonzi knows players.
Borgonzi.
Because that front office in, out there knows players.
They guy's going to end up here. So, second I saw his name, like, this guy's ended up here. I just knew it.
That's usually what happens. You have a successful franchise for 5, 6, 7 years. Now, a lot of that is due to the head coach and the quarterback combination. But guys in those offices are the ones that get jobs. I mean, look at Mike McDaniel.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.